Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best, the Lord Jesus answer for you. Having the comments, we ask that you will limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages, the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests, your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, thank God for those of you listening to us at this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States. We are on Blog Talk Radio on the broadcast, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And my name is Brother Nathaniel Hunt, Church Christ Eliza Message, and listening to the segment today, Love Thy Neighbor. And as we wait for our brother to come on and sisters, once again, I want to thank the Lord for all you listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm very grateful this day to be able to give the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to those of you that's listening. And I want to say, let's keep our children in prayer and let's take up our responsibility as parents to watch over. For those you've been listening, you know that I've done two broadcasts, one today, one yesterday, on about how that our children is even being sexually seduced, even by many teachers. Now, I didn't say all teachers, but by many teachers. And many of you have heard cases after cases through the years of, you know, teachers sleeping with students and things of that nature. Now, of course, we have something on our end as parents to do, as we have to watch little Jimmy, you know, not trying to be a playboy and exhibit a character that, you know, he just want to fool with a bunch of girls. And then we got to watch little Susie, who wants to dress very inappropriate, real short stuff or real revealing stuff, trying to, even with makeup, make herself look older than what she is. Hey, we as parents, we got to watch out for that, okay? And we also have to be careful of what some teachers do. You know, and that's what I was doing on the broadcast today because, you know, we've come in a day and time where that teachers are not like they used to be, okay? You don't have the same type of teachers. Today you have more I don't care teachers. Now, there are some teachers out there that do care, but it's very, very minimal. In fact, the list has just gotten shorter and shorter through the years. You got some teachers that's just there to get a paycheck. And from what I read to you on some articles, some of them is out to, quote, get pleasure in an ungodly way. And that's where our kids come in as targets of theirs. Amen. And listen, it can mess our children up emotionally, mentally, you know, when they are sent to a teacher who's supposed to be a guardian over them like a parent and making sure that they're taught, they're safe, you know, why they're under their responsibility. And yet still you find in many of them taking advantage. Okay. Hallelujah. And so, you know, that's why I share with you guys that that's one of the things that the Lord had been dealing with me about, brought to my attention. And we see it in this day and time. We see it on this day and time, you know, what's been happening, what's going on. And it's sad to say that you have some parents that it's like they don't even care. And like I said, they see the signs of, you know, first of all, little Jimmy, how he acted, little Susie, how she acted. And they've seen some signs concerning the teachers or what the teacher's been doing. So, and they have been ignoring them and talking about they're too busy. Well, if you're thinking about that on that case, I'm telling you that you're not going to get past the judgment of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Wonderful, blessed station of great and marvelous things the Lord is about to do in the earth. Great, marvelous, great and wondrous things. He's about to show himself mighty, mighty through the gospel in the spirit and power of Elijah. What, you were saying something that about teaching to kids?
I did a part one and part two of a broadcast today and yesterday, and it was titled "Our Young Kids Sexually Seduced by Many Teachers." And I know you saw the stories, and I gave them, you know, articles that people could go look up. But, you know, yesterday the Lord began to deal with me about it. You know, remember in the 91st message when he said, he talks about sin getting worse and worse, and he said parents have and will disown their children and turn aside to sin and evil doings. And yesterday he began to deal with me about that, and he was letting me know it wasn't just biological parents that he's talking about here. It includes biological parents. But you have, for example, Paul called Timothy his son in the faith. Wasn't his biological son, but his son in the faith, in the gospel. But then you have teachers who's supposed to be as parents, because we're sending our children to them. So they're supposed to be as parents, you know, over our kids because we're sending them to our care. And so I had read some articles of teachers sleeping with the girls, and I read articles, and I gave them an article about the women teachers. Like, one of the articles I gave them was about, and you could, Lord, you can look at the article yourself, and you don't even have to see the subject. And here's the thing about it, brother. Some of the mothers, the parents, supported the woman. And it took a boy. Now, here's the thing about the boy on the article. They call him a judgmental boy. This boy had enough nerve to speak up and say, hey, I think my teacher is bad dressing. She needs, you know, protocols, a dress code. They called the boy judgmental. They didn't give his name. They didn't give his age. Only thing you know, he go to the school. But you had many parents supporting what she was wearing. And if you were to see what she was wearing, not just pants, but her shirt, you didn't even have to know about the article. You could just pretty much guess what it was. And so our children are being sexually seduced in the school systems, okay? And I gave them, you know, another article, a teacher, he slept with four girls from the age of 14 to 16. And he, when he slept with them, okay, one of the girls, I mean, he dropped her, and she said she felt used, and the other girls in different places he would have it, I mean, and he was 34, and they was 14. So, you know, I was saying unto the parents, too, you know, there's times, brother, that there are signs there. But too many parents are ignoring. There's signs with, you know, little Jimmy think he a playboy. Come on, you got to take care of that. Pants sagging, earrings, no. Then you got little Susie, she either dressing too short or stuff, too revealing, or she putting her makeup on, making you think she's 30 instead of 14. And then there's the signs of teachers. Now, on that about the boy that they call judgmental, at least his mama spoke up. Him and his mama spoke up, but the rest of the parents were supporting. And talking about, you know, the woman, she very curvy. If it was a skinny woman, they wouldn't say nothing. I know you're wrong on that, because it's some with skinny women, okay, that dress inappropriate. So I was pointing that out to him, because the Lord was dealing with me about that yesterday, you know, how our children are sexually seducing the school system.
That won't win you any popularity contests, I'm sure. So
I'm pretty sure too, bro.
Exposing, revealing the seducing power of Satan at work today. Now, I've been saying since being on the broadcast the last 2 or 3 years and on Facebook and notifying all parents, protect your children. When I start saying and revealing on Facebook, and I have been repeating this over the last 3 years. Children, parents, protect your children. Now, I didn't get too many slaps on the back, but I did get some other slaps. So, if this is a very important message of this generation, the end of the age, where our children will be sodomized and seduced right in front of our eyes in our schools. Why? Because the powers that be has opened the door and said all of this is normal. They almost put their seal on this, where our children, beginning at the primary stage, are being seduced into the Sodomite and Gomorrah era and put on there constantly. About a couple of years ago, over and over, parents, watch and protect your children. Go up to the school. Go to every meeting in the school. Go and sit and see what they're teaching your children. But that didn't get too many votes and hand claps. So when you go into the area where the Lord has sent his angel and his messenger and spoke about this issue in message 90 and 91, he warns us to warn the people, in other words, to observe and watch, because Satan wants this generation of children. He wants your grandchildren. And he's not starting at the high school area. He's starting at the age of 5 and 6. And our children in the Western Hemisphere in the United States are more open, have more open opportunity to learn about the pervert world, because our nation of laws in the highest place has already put its approval on same-sex marriages as do your thing. When the United States government, a Christian nation, through its Supreme Court ruling, said, has declared that the LGBTQs or whatever, and the transsexual generation, whatever, and the bestiality generation, whatsoever, the drug element is all a normal of knowing yourself and doing what yourself. When the lying psychologists, which Romans chapter 1 tells about these lying, deceptive psychology, will be telling us that all of this is normal. So what do we got? Teachers who are teaching our kids in all atmosphere, bleeding all of this Babylonian garbage that has now come upon us with the approval of some religious order, when the Pope himself says all normal for two men to get married. Since this nation and the world who are looking to the Pope, who claims to be the head of the Christian faith, which is a lie, saying to those who call him Holy Father, it's okay. So what that leads to? 5 years old being taught. 6-year-old, 5-year-old girls and boys in the washroom experiment with sex. 14-year-old girls having babies flush them down the toilet. Teachers, both perverts and claim normal, seducing our children because it is accepted partially as normal. So here we have, anyone got children in a primary stage? It says the parents would be in neglect of their children. The angel says, parents, would be having a good time and neglecting what their children are doing, leaving their children alone 5 days, going on a party and cruises, leaving 5 and 6 year old kids in their home while they are doing their thing, partying. So what next to come to pass, brother?
The other article. Oh, before I say this, God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. I provided them with another article about a transgender man that wants to be a girl. And so he's a teacher. And so he come to school. All that I can tell you is that picture the face of a hippo, how big his nose and his jaws are. And that's what kind of fake breasts he's been wearing. That is that huge. And, you know, this was in Canada. And you had some parents in the uproar. But like you said, all this is to lead our children into the Sodom and Gomorrah type thing, to lead them into fornication, into adultery. Because the two teachers I was telling you about, the male and the female, they married and got children. The guy had one child. And the woman that had two kids by a sixth grader, she had she got pregnant by the sixth grader. Now that woman was 30, she was 30 something, I think. But anyhow, when she got pregnant by the sixth grader first time, you know, they took her to jail, took her to court. They only summoned her to like a year or something like that. And, you know, she was acting in court like she was very remorseful. And they said within a month or two, she back with the boy again. She had a second child with her. And she was married and a mother of four. And so that's why I was saying a little dealing with me about the parents, that he wasn't just talking about biological.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Because there's many areas of our school and in every area of life, they are guardians. When our children in them, whether it is business. Now, you see in America, the Lord began to expose the entertainment world and opening the door to all of that which has been going on for decades.
Yeah.
And next, he tried to expose the White House and the government, Epstein, and he wound up being dead. Of course, I know he was going to go. When they told me he put in jail, I know what's going to happen to him. He won't be around long. Now they're exposing another side. What his name? Diddy? Pop Diddy?
Yeah.
And all I could do is pray for him because I need not say no more. Because they got to shut his mouth like they did Epstein. Okay. That's how that go. Because he's in that world, that secret dark world that's going on in high places, low places, and many places. So we don't need to wonder, is it going on in the White House? It's been going in the White House for decades. Well, anybody out there? Are you listening? Are you tapping in CIA, NSA, FBI? Because it's in the FBI, the government, police, and all of your system, in the religious system. So we are now facing the enemies from without, but our greatest enemy is from within.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. When the enemy is without sees that you are losing favor and violating your ethical moral rights, they know you are ready for the picking. So who's standing by? North Korea, Iran. Like I told them last year, Iran and all the people getting ready to make their charge on America because America has forsaken the principles of God and the gospel and turned its back on righteousness. So the enemy then said, well, that nation is ready for the picking. United States is ready for the picking. So America is under a watch now because she has lost her spiritual covering and approval from God. So therefore, the communists, the Islam, the terrorists know that when a nation do that, is ready to be overthrown. Because why? All you got to do is look at the history of nations. All the nations going back to Babylon, all to the whatever, starting at Babylon, Greece, all of the nations, Assyrians, the sign when a nation is about to be destroyed. Hallelujah. Now, when the Lord spoke to Israel, his chosen people constantly sending prophets and judges to warn them and continue to warn them. But it didn't do much good. They kept being seduced by the other nations.
Yeah.
What were the other nations? Who were they serving? What were they serving? The same gods that America is now partaking of. Now, said it again. The same gods of the nations of the ancient gods and other nations around Israel, whom the Lord Jehovah said, do not follow their ways.
Amen.
Do not follow after their culture. But, of course, the devil sent all them witchcraft fine women to seduce them.
Hmm.
And Israel went, like, crawling on their knees.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe it, the most wisest man in Israel, the most wisest king, King Solomon, got seduced with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is now invading America. Where do the devil want? He starts at this family, because everything family.
Yes.
Everything starts because God created the family before he created anything.
Mm-hmm.
He created the family setting, the first thing in the earth, Adam and Eve. Everything flows from the family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you say, everything flows from the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the family, the father and mother, has the most important role. I know you think people think it started at the church. No. It don't start there.
Amen.
The church will fix it. Will be the fixer, mm-hmm. but now it needs fixing. The church needs fixing. So everything flows family.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have in a Western culture, everything goes.
Yeah.
Everything goes, brother.
That's
long
true,
as make you. Long as it makes you feel good. That's what the psychiatrists tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So sad.
So when they tell our little children who have a privy to these phones and podcasts and our little 4-year-old can tell you stuff, using that technology that they're open to, can
mm-hmm.
see, open any door on those phones and on those computers secretly, and know how to get around all them blocks.
Yes, they do.
And they can tell you at 5 years old what you didn't know until you got 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So what is the world of darkness?
Yes.
What is that called in the Bible? The spirit of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
Now, that's why the Lord is going to move among the very young with a spiritual revival among young people.
Amen.
Among young Kandarabushata.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
The devil is up to his same old mess that he's been using 6,000 years. But the Lord got an answer. Jesus got an answer for this devil. He's going to counteract.
Amen.
You know what he's going to do? Let's use the example. In the military, they have special trained people for special tasks in each military force. The Army has what they call the Green Beret, the Special Forces. I think the Navy has a special unit called the SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
The Army has another special force called the Army Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
God's got a special people that's going to have a special anointing and calling, like Elijah.
Amen. Amen.
I said right now there's a Holy Ghost force that he's raising up. A Holy Ghost anointed Elijah-like force.
Oh, Jesus.
that he's raising up now to counteract the works of darkness under the old kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
That's why the devil is trying to shut out the gospel in the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
The devil has one fear, the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection, the power of the risen Christ, the power of the blood, the power of the atonement, the power of restoration, that he sent Elijah to send the spirit of restoration.
Amen.
That's why Elijah must come during this period to bring about the restoration, not only of the nation, but the world that will hearken to the restored gospel. But America is first because America is for the top nation, the top Christian nation in the world. So the one that he got to destroy first is America. The one he got to bring to darkness is America, USA. Hallelujah. It what the devil has a strategy, but God got a greater strategy.
Amen.
Do exactly what the devil want to do from the beginning. So he's raising up a special force. I call them the Army Rangers, the Green Beret in God. raising up a new breed of warriors called the Joshua and the Caleb to fight the giants of the land.
Yes,
the
Lord
giants that we're dealing with in the spiritual world. So, now, the first thing we got to do to deal with the giants that Satan has, in Joshua had to deal with the giants of the land, he and Caleb. They were a new breed of warriors, Joshua and Caleb, the special force in God's army. And that's what he's doing now, a special anointing. The messenger says, constantly says, there are those special works. Now look at the angel's message. They're because they are called because of their faith to a special work. Yes, he said it.
Amen.
Yes, he said it. Look at the angel's message.
Uh-huh.
Because of the faith, there are special people who are called to a special work within a work.
Mm-hmm.
No use of being because you see your sister would given a special gift, a special calling, or your brother. Don't get upset.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Amen.
I said rejoice.
Amen.
Together with them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I said start rejoicing with them. You're not just jealous of nobody. Just do your part, and your part will become special. Just do your faithful part, and you will be among the faithful. Now, hallelujah.
Thank
and the Lord, this 30 years is up. The number 30, I was sitting at my table years ago in my grandma's house praying in the scriptures. He says, and God wanted to teach me something about numbers. Because, you know, people use numbers for all kinds of things. So he showed me the spiritual side of numbers, that God works through an order of numbers. So I'm sitting in my table, he said, I want you to read every message in the book, 8. And he said, 8 is an eternal number. So I looked at every eight message. First, he said, the 7th. 7 is a perfect spiritual number. When I told you something, so I began to read at 7, and 7 is a perfect message. 8 is the number of new beginning, an eternal number. So I began to read every 8 message, 88, 83, 85. Then it said I went through the 70s. Then it said go to the 30s, because every number have a spiritual significance in God's order.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he called 12 apostles and didn't call 15 apostles. That's why he knew it. And that's why he said there's 12 gates to the city, 12 foundations, 12 tribes,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The spiritual order of his planning. These numbers have spiritual significance. That's why a human being is made of three parts. A human being consists of three parts, like God's order in heavenly things, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Man is a spirit having a soul living in a body. Now, the number 30, when the angel came to FedEx, he brought him 30 messages.
30.
What does 30 indicate? Now, let's go. We are in the 30 year of since Madrave has passed away. Something is about to take place in the 30s under La Kashita. Now, and he was teaching me years ago about numbers. He said, read, and I will show you something. And he's trying to show me a mystery. You know, God tried to show us things if we take time, you know. He's trying to show us things.
Yeah.
He said, I want you to read every message in this angel's book, and God, I want you to go in the Bible. Read the 8th Matthew, 8th of Mark. And he said, I want to show you some hallelujah about how God is the unchanging number, how he used spiritual numbers to indicate something. Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. When I went back and read the 8th message of Matthew, he said, I'm going to show you like the parallel and the paradox. I want you to read the 8th chapter of Matthew, the 8th chapter of Mark, the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, and I started reading that. It said, now I'm going to show you the similarities defined in each of these and what they mean. Then he said, now I want you to go read the 12th message, because 12 is a governmental number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I started looking at that, what God was trying to teach me. He said, now I'm going to tell you and show you that when the 77 message comes, I can show you what basically in principle is going to be in that message.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes. Because there's an unchanging pattern. God has an unchanging nature and an unchanging pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
amen.
So when the 80 messages, I can indicate and tell you three or four things that's going to be in that message before it even comes. Because God has an unchanging pattern. No, I'm not no psychic. No, I'm not no familiar spirit, no divining spirit. No, I don't believe in no luck and death. But I'm telling you the unchanging way that God has since the creation revealed himself. Okay.
Yeah, God.
He gave man 6 days to rule.
Mm-hmm.
He indicated indication that on the 7th day, he ceased from all his work. That's all that means. He ceased from his creation. Not all this, you don't come together on the 7th day. No, it was nothing about that. They just ran with this nonsense. But when he created things under the sun, he did it in 6 parallel times. And he said after the 6th time, the day, he ceased from all of his works.
Mm-hmm.
The 7th day is the day of rest. That means 7,000 years. It's the day that when Christ is going to reign. And he's going to rule over the earth after the 7,000 years coming the same day. Now, there's number 6. He indicated to me way back there what the 6, they said the number 6 is the number of man, but it's not really the number of man. It may be the number of a fallen man, but it's not the number of fall. The number that my God made was 7. Now, there's a lot to be learned and a lot to be understood. Now, the angel, the messenger has not come in almost, 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
1994, I was looking at this, it's 1994 to 2000, and 24, which is a, what, about 30 years, is going to happen after the number 30 comes. Well, let's look. But first of all, we are going to do something that the Lord constantly tells us to do, to declare. Why is the Bible using this word, declare and reclaim and proclaim? I want you to look at this. Declare, proclaim, and reclaim. The angels come to restore, which is actually reclaiming that which was lost.
Amen.
And restoring it to its rightful place. Let's look at this again. Declare or decree, proclaim, and reclaim. Let's go to Psalms 103. And the first six, four verses, and let's say why the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Okay? Yes, yes. Yeah.
Let's go to Psalm 103, and let's start acting like we are the children of this generation called the redeemed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, amen.
The redeemed.
Yes. The redeemed. Yes.
Now look what it says in 103. Hallelujah. Psalms 103.
Mm-hmm.
My blessing. And I will bless the Lord.
The only people that have is a notebook.
I will bless the Lord.
Yes, Lord. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
When you go to Proverbs, he said, the blessings of the Lord make us rich and added no sorrow with it.
That's right.
So Jesus came to remove the sorrow that comes with a fallen, sinful world.
Amen.
And redeem us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Psalms 103 says what?
Bless
first,
the Lord, O my soul.
Read that again. No. I want you to read that three times. Each verse, I want you to read it three times. Each verse, repeat it three times so we can hear it.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Sister Alice, I want you to read that if you get it. I want you to read that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So again,
bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Oh my, all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Now read the next three verses.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Helen, go ahead and read. I'll read and read.
Who forgiveth all of thy iniquities, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Can you hear me?
You didn't read two.
Okay.
You got to read two.
Okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemeth thy soul from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle.
Yes.
Now, that's a proclamation. mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. a declaration.
Amen.
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 Thank
Lord.
To reclaim.
Mm-hmm.
Not only when we proclaim this now, mm-hmm. we are reclaiming.
Mm-hmm. That's right now.
We are reclaiming.
Amen.
We are reclaiming. That
Amen.
Spiritual.
Yes.
That's
yes.
spiritual. Has it's spiritual relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
What is the spiritual relationship yes. that separates us? We are the redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
We are the redeemed in
redeemed.
Christ.
Yes.
Amen. So true.
Why is the devil and all most religions hate the blood? The atonement.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the power of the resurrection.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Every false Thank religion you. Is empty of these two things. Why? That's how you determine they're false.
Mm-hmm.
They deny the cross, the death, the atonement,
mm-hmm.
the sacrifice. What? That's the only way the fallen humanity can be redeemed unto God. No other way. That's why Ephesians
mm-hmm.
said there's only one way, one Lord,
yeah.
one means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One way, one means. And the devil knows that.
Yeah.
I said Satan mm-hmm. knows that. So I want you to read this one more time, that psalm, about
yes.
declaration and reclaiming. What it says.
Amen.
Bless
the
Lord,
oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget
mm-hmm.
not all his benefits.
Who
yes. forgiveth all thy iniquities. Who
mm-hmm.
healeth all thy disease, who
mm-hmm.
redeemeth thy life from destruction, who
mm-hmm.
crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy,
yes,
who satisfies
Lord.
Thy mouth with good things, so that thy
Amen.
Youth is renewed like
Amen.
The eagle.
Yes.
Amen.
Anybody
yes.
else want to partake of that?
Yes,
Anybody
Lord.
Else?
Bless
Amen.
The Lord, oh my soul. And
uh-huh.
all that is within me, bless his holy
mm-hmm.
name.
So
bless
yes.
the
Amen.
Lord, oh my soul, and
Amen.
Forget not all his benefits.
Amen.
Forgive all thy iniquity.
Amen.
All thy diseases.
Amen.
Who redeemed thy life from destruction. Who
Amen.
Crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who
Amen.
Satisfies thy mouth with
mm-hmm.
good things.
Amen.
So that is renewed like the eagle.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 If somebody want to sit at the table and partake of that.
Yes, Lord.
Let's hear
yes.
your voice.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
like that first verse, Brother Lee, the Lord, mm-hmm. Lord, when I say the Lord, you know, revealed to me that, you know, when I speak that, and he when it said all within me, bless his holy name. And he held me to name all of the things that's in me, my heart, my lungs, my kidneys. You know, these
mm-hmm.
just thoughts. And I started speaking that. And,
mm-hmm.
And then he would let me know that, you know, as my my organs and you know, praise God, is the healing would take place in there. And so that's what he had me to do. And I start calling all of my insides, you know, everything that's inside of me. And I said, praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord. And I tell
mm-hmm.
him, I tell my heart, receive the love of
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. You are
yeah.
beautiful. You are wonderful, man. And so
mm-hmm.
and he just started
yeah.
having me to start speaking life to my inside, that I can be renewed,
mm-hmm.
that I can be
mm-hmm.
healed and regenerated and restored.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
we get the gleam of what the gospel called the good news.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
we call
yeah.
the gospel is called the good
mm-hmm.
news. Glad
yeah. Yeah.
To reclaim.
Amen.
To reclaim mm-hmm. and proclaim because why? We believe.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Because
Amen.
We believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because we dare to believe the report.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Who has believed the arm? Who has believed the report from the arm the
yes.
Lord has revealed, Isaiah 53:6? Who has believed?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to your present tense and your future.
Yes.
The past is gone, but the present is now and the future before you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let the redeemed in Psalms 107,
mm-hmm.
let the redeemed in Christ,
mm-hmm.
let the redeemed, mm-hmm. let the redeemed who understands,
let the redeemed, yes.
mm-hmm. yes.
let the redeemed who
yes.
understand,
mm-hmm.
let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed. Yes, Lord.
Say so. Amen. Well, I mean, thank you.
What's in their mouth? What's in their hearts? What is in mm-hmm. their understanding? Notice what it says in Psalm 103. All that
mm-hmm.
within me.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's why
mm-hmm.
Brother Nate says the word is spirit and life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The word.
Mm-hmm.
which is a proclamation of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
hide it in your inward part.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit can bring it up through you
mm-hmm.
and out of
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Place all that within your heart, the
yes,
word of life and the word
mm-hmm.
of hope, the word of deliverance,
mm-hmm.
the word of rescue, to rest. To you to reclaim.
Amen.
The word
Amen.
Is quick and powerful,
Amen.
Sharper, for the gospel. That's
Amen.
Why the devil is afraid of America, because of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
That it stood on.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Now America does not stand on the gospel.
Oh, Jesus.
So what is America standing on? She has departed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the homes are in a mess. The government
mm-hmm.
are a mess. The
yeah.
education is a mess. The entertainment
mm-hmm.
in the mess. The
mm-hmm.
insurance are in a mess. The
Amen.
World is in a mess.
Amen.
Now I don't know who's going to be president coming
mm-hmm.
up. Because it's going to be a spiritual. Now, most people don't understand,
mm-hmm.
and most church people don't understand
Whoa.
That.
Amen.
It's the
Amen.
Spiritual thing that's going on in the, we call it the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
God ain't in this, and God ain't in this. Well, I want you to tell you the devil's in everything, so God's got to get in everything and redeem
mm-hmm.
it or deliver it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you say, well, politics, where do you think the devil is sitting at?
Amen.
Amen. Right.
So it does matter who rules.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. It's so true. So true.
Daniel says God raises up a king and he put down kings and he replaces kings and he replaces rulers. Why?
Thank you, Jesus. So true.
This foolishness
mm-hmm.
about the gospel, well, you know, just be religious because politics, keep it out of the church. Are you? I don't want to say it. No, never mind. I know people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the understanding. Do you know why Paul, the Apostle Paul, his life was always in a danger? Because he had to be run out of the city. And high because the government and the powers constantly were trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he was bringing the kingdom of God against
mm-hmm.
the kingdoms of the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The politics
Amen.
Is a kingdom, a government
mm-hmm.
of kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That root.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14?
Mm-hmm.
And it's speaking to all people.
Yeah.
It's an example they gave to Israel. It's 2 Chronicles 7. If the people that are called by my name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That was Israel in the former days, but it's the Israel in the last days, which is the redeemed church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who are the people in the New Testament, in the gospel, who are called by my name?
Yes.
Amen.
What nation is called by our name? America.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Land.
Amen.
Who would name my name?
Mm-hmm.
The nation, the individual, the groups, will humble themselves and pray. Why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why does it matter who gets in the president, in the Supreme Court, in the governor, in the mayor's office, not only in the preacher, but in the schools that changes our education system, change our business world? Look at the entertainment. Look at the entertainment scene every time you see. You can see the devil is ruling over the entertainment scene with your natural eyes. You don't need to go spiritual eyes.
Yeah, that's so true. Amen.
All that gathering, you can see all them demons, devils.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Your children are being looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your grandchildren have an eye on all this stuff. Because the parents, many of them are neglecting their calling as parents.
Amen. Yes. So true. So true. So true.
That's why the angel says, many troubles in the home. Look at 90 message. What did he say? What the one he said? There'll be many trials and troubles in the home.
In the home.
Yes.
In the church. And in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
In the nation and in the church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then he comes right back in the 91st message the angel brought. He says, parents will neglect their duties and turn about and give their children over to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Through their neglect and their bad example.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Through their bad examples. This is why children, I keep saying bless you, because you got people, children in our generation, 14 years and 13 years old, have been babies.
Yeah.
Man, so true. That is true. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And they still a baby. So when I talk to babies having babies.
That's true.
I know
so
they don't want to hear. But it's time
that's
to wake
true.
Up.
Amen.
Cry loud
Amen.
And spare not. Cry loud and spare not. Cry loud to save a generation.
Yeah.
Babies having babies.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true.
5-year-old children in our society goes to school and say, I want to be a girl. I don't want to be a boy
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get one the other day. Saying that.
Thank God for you, sister. God put you there. The Lord placed you there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes,
placing
yes.
Us,
yeah.
He's placing us in strategic places. Like Sister Hanson working with that certain area. He's placing people in strategic areas.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Can the redeemed stand up and say, this is what the Lord has placed me in. This is what they placed me in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen.
No, sister. All you're supposed to do is cook chicken and clean the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, sister, no, you're just supposed to sit there and quiet and as a handmaiden of the Lord, and just prepare the lunch. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a mile all over the world, and the women sort of just sit and be quiet.
Mm.
What do you say? I'm not the redeemer of the Lord.
Mm.
I don't have to sit in the priesthood office to be the redeemer of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because people that are sitting in the office are not yet redeemed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, here's the problem when we got it backwards. We heard it to put people in the priesthood office that are not yet redeemed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
My name is Brother Lee. You don't have to confuse. I said it.
Amen.
You can pray for me.
Yes.
You can pray for me, but I ain't taking it.
Woe be to those that claim that they are elected for special calling when it is the duty of the man to be humble servants, not seeking to be great. In the past, some have been ordained to the priesthood who have not qualified to work in God's will and in this way nor attend to the Holy Spirit.
Let's
Amen.
Stop that. That's enough to have a revival and a repentance and humbly right there. That one statement make everybody fall on their faces. Say, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy.
Have mercy
on me upon the leadership of those who claim to be, who are holding titles, who have not filled it. Lord, have mercy. Begin at me. Lord, touch my heart. Touch my life. Touch me, O Lord. Touch me.
Amen.
Awaken me. Purge me. Sanctify me. Lord, help me to commit my way. Submit my heart, my will, not my will, but thine be will. Lord, touch everyone who holding a title, but yet has not delivered me, O Lord, for my pride, my selfishness, my arrogance. Deliver me from my selfish ways.
Deliver me, Lord Jesus.
Deliver me, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Deliver me, Jesus. And the people that are abroad who need help by the thousand and the 10,000 are waiting for the gates to be opened, Lord. Help me to open the gates of righteousness and hope and deliver to them. Raise up a people who open the gates of the crying of the nations who need help.
Lord.
Let the spirit and power of Elijah reproclaim and deliver and reclaim the heritage of God's people in
Jesus'
name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, reclaim the youth. The youth in Haiti. We reclaim in Ethiopia, in Nigeria. We reclaim.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, reclaim.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Let it come to pass according to thy word. You sent your word to Brother Anderson.
Jesus.
We therefore say, let it be according to thy word. You sent your
Lord
word.
Yes, thy word.
So shall it be. It shall come to pass according to thy word.
According to thy word.
According to thy word.
So shall it be.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You sent your word and healed them. We say it is so according to thy word. You sent your word and delivered them from destruction in Psalms 107 and 20. You release your word. It shall come to pass as you have spoken. Proclaim and say so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the redeemed
of the Lord say so.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let us say so. Thank you, Jesus. Surely. Thank you. As we close today,
Lord,
as we talk to the nations about the midnight cry,
thank you, Jesus.
We proclaim the loving our neighbor ourselves, meaning we love all nations enough to proclaim.
Because
you are our neighbor. The gospel being restored by the Elijah messenger at midnight.
Yes, Lord.
Let all of us press in Let love have its perfect way in our
yes,
lives.
Lord.
And humility
yes,
rule
Lord.
In our going. Lord, humble
yes.
me, humble me, humble
yes.
your people, and humble this nation.
Yes, Lord,
and it returns
yes.
back to you.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Let the redeem of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Let the redeem
Lord.
In Christ,
Thank
the risen Christ,
yes.
the risen Christ.
Yes,
you.
Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Love you. Tomorrow
Let
night, it's a handmaid's night, so y'all get prepared. Whatever the Lord put on your heart to speak to the nations. In Jesus' mighty name, we say, and we are in agreement, it shall surely come to pass as it is written. In Jesus,
yes.
We say to Emmanuel Murphy, Lord, let the word
yes.
of life raise them up in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
We love you. We love you.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord
you.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the broadcast and being able to, being blessed to be able to give you guys the gospel. And as my brother said, tomorrow night we'll be back on at 7 p.m. So once again, we love you all.
Yeah.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.